is Lifestyle Indie with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
All right, thanks for tuning in today. We're going to talk about precious, precious pets today. Dogs and cats, Mary Pat. I know you have one, and we all love them. Kristen Kernodle Brown. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Kristen Kernodle Brown is the vice president of ARPO. Explain ARPO. That's the acronym, but it's...
Yes. It stands for the Alliance for Responsible Pet Ownership, and we are a rescue group based here in the Indy area, and we've been around since 1998.
That's a long time.
It is a long time, especially for a rescue group.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
How did you get connected to the group?
I actually, I walked into a PetSmart, actually the location in Castleton, okay. And didn't realize there was an adoption event going on. I went to get cat supplies for my two kitties that I had, and here was the ARPO display with a litter of the cutest puppies I think I'd ever seen. About an hour and a half later, I'm still sitting there with this one little pup that I had just connected with.
Aww.
And let's see, that's been 13 years,
He's
actually sitting here looking at me. So
Goodness.
That's how I initially got
connected. Oh, I love that. That is a great, perfect story. So you got the puppy 13 years ago. When did you start volunteering and working for the group?
I started volunteering in 2015.
Okay.
Prior to that, I had lived out of the state for a while. And when we came back, I needed some time filled. And I'd always, you know, when I had the time, I intended to volunteer in rescue. And What better organization than the one that, you know, I knew well and
gave
knew that it
baby.
Was a really stand up, right? Yeah. And gave me my little buddy. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's the agenda for ARPO? What is their, I guess, mission?
So initially, ARPO was set up to be an alliance, not actually doing the rescues, but an alliance of groups and rescues that were going to come together and really figure out how to address the terrible problem at that time, which is still a problem, but it's much better, of animal homelessness and, you know, the need to really push spay and neuter services, things like that, and, you know, just really brainstorming. So now we kind of have a two-headed approach. One is actually our foster home network, where we place our animals. We don't have a centralized shelter. We were just connected in that way. And then the other is our education mission, which is, you know, we take opportunities maybe, you know, where we're not doing the adoptions of rescue animals, but educational opportunities. So Everything from spay and neuter, it may be education about animal welfare, Lifelong companionship. So we've got both our action and then our education piece.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the dogs and the cats come from shelters. They come from other places?
They do, yes. So we mainly get our animals from municipal and other shelters. For some reason, they're not doing well in a shelter environment or it's not appropriate for them. So pregnant nursing mothers, for instance.
Got it.
Shelters are not a good place.
So do you have a good relationship with the local shelters so that you sort of connect? I was going to say, that's great. That's wonderful.
It is great. And we've actually, within the last couple of years, our main partner, I would definitely have to say, is Indianapolis Animal Care Services.
Right, yeah.
That's gonna make up the bulk of our animals.
Mm-hmm.
We are occasionally able to help individuals, too. And we've reached out, and we've got good relationships, actually, with a shelter in French Lick, a shelter in Salem. So,
okay.
You know, and even in the past, we've taken from other states as well. So
okay.
Kind of depends on the need at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Indianapolis has lots of rescue groups. So we're able to then to help some of the more rural parts of the state that need a lot more help.
Now, these rescue groups, don't they typically focus on a particular breed?
Sometimes,
but not always.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Not always,
okay.
But sometimes, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about adoption, and maybe some people want to know how much it costs. What are the adoption fees associated with the Alliance for Responsible Pet Ownership?
Sure. So we actually just did a fee review here recently and found out that we are on the low side for rescues. So that's a nice plus to put out there.
Yeah, yeah. So yours are reasonably priced.
Exactly. It's quite the bargain, actually, because if someone were to, say, adopt a pet and have to go through everything we do, they're going to shell out more money.
Okay.
So, for instance, all of our animals, they come up to date on vaccines, spay and neuter. Mm. They've all been vet checked. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you were to pay for those things on your own,
it adds up.
Expensive. Yeah. And so it, our and puppies are... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and it sounds like you're not going to get a sick animal. Sometimes that happens.
No,
you're going to get one that's healthy.
Yes, yes. We will. Yeah, we've taken the sick or the injured, right. But you, an adopter would never not know something was going on.
Right.
Even our very healthy appearing animals, they're always vet checked.
Got it.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Oh no, that's okay. I was wondering if you wanted me to give the actual
amount. I talk a lot. Yes, I talk way too much. So if I interrupt you, just say, "Hey, Julie. Hey, tone it down."
I'm the same way. I can get on a roll.
Especially something going, you're passionate about. Okay, so let's talk about the fees. What are some of the fees? Just throw a few of those out there for cats and dogs.
Sure. So our puppies are $300. Our adult dogs are $150, and then our seniors are $100. Aww. And then for kittens, one is $125, and then if you adopt two together, we give you a price of $200.
Oh, nice.
And then our adult cats are $50.
Okay, that does sound reasonable. That really does. What about the application, the adoption application? You have to vet people in some way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we have a pre-qualification form, and that would get the process started. That can be filled out on our website or in person at an adoption event. From there, then the foster or maybe another appointed contact person would call, and it's basically, you know, it's a discussion finding out what the person's looking for. Is it going to be a good fit? And then at the very least, we do a home visit then before the adoption is ever finalized.
Okay.
We want to make sure, you know, the animal we're bringing in, are they going to get along with any resident animals?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure, if you've told us that you have a 6-foot privacy fence, that
you do.
That's actually what you have, right? And mm-hmm. half of it isn't laying on the ground, those kinds of things.
That's not good.
Right. Geez. So, but, you know, we do a pretty good job. You know, we ask a lot of questions, and sometimes people don't love that we do home visits, but we have found that it helps keep our successful adoptions successful.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing that process.
Well, and that vetting process helps us understand that you're doing what's best for the pet as well. And that's good.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. And sometimes those are opportunities for education as well.
Ah,
one of the most important things in adopting, and or, you know, whether it's a rescue or from a breeder or just any, is understanding who you are and really what's going to fit, rather than this animal is pretty or I like this breed. Is it really that you have the time, the energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, those kinds of things, and helping, you know, so sometimes we have educational opportunities there.
I like the way you phrase that.
yeah, just, you don't know yourself. And the same with our fosters even. You know, we have fosters, some of them do real specific things.
Mm-hmm.
Others are more general. So we have, say, kitten fosters that, you know, only do the neonates, the ones who need bottle fed.
Got it.
We've got a foster who does small senior dogs,
aww.
And that's it. So, you know, it's an important piece.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. So, you know, I've been online. I've looked at your pets, just current. I'm sure it changes every day or every week.
It does.
It looks like you have more cats and dogs at the moment, which is cool.
At the moment.
At the moment, that can change. So if I see a pet, I'm like, oh, look at little Timmy. I want to meet him. How do we meet the pet that we see online?
Okay, so there's a couple different things you can do. One is, if you're looking at our website,
which is adoptarpo.org, right?
That is right, yes, okay. adoptarpo.org. In our website, we have links to our pre-qualification form that you can fill out and submit online.
Cool.
Every pet's ad, you know, a couple different places. If you happen to see us out at an adoption event, we have those paper forms.
Okay.
In addition, we can, and that'll get the process started. You know, it doesn't obligate you to anything. But then the foster can either set up a private meet and greet, or if we've got an adoption event coming up, a meet and greet can be set up then.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're definitely willing. I mean, if it takes a couple times, you know, we're willing to do that. We're really looking for those good fits.
Yeah, the good fits. So you do a lot of adoption events, don't you?
We do, especially in the summer.
Okay. Oh, well,
especially
it's summer.
In the summer.
Let's talk about it. Do you have,
okay.
Can we find out where those are on your website, or can you kind of fill us in? They all over?
So Unfortunately, yeah, we have them in different parts of the city. Okay. Unfortunately, on our website, our calendar of events is having technical difficulties and is not
up
right now.
I noticed that. That's why I'm asking. Yes. Yeah, I was like,
yes, exactly. Our Facebook page is a great place.
Oh, good. You Facebook page? What should we search?
ARPO will get you there.
Okay.
So we'll Alliance for Responsible Pet Ownership. And probably you can always email us at the info@adoptarpo.org.
Okay,
just to make sure where we're going to be at that weekend, especially if you're interested in where a particular pet might be.
Is it typically Saturday mornings or?
So over the summer, we actually have some Thursday nights, some Saturday mornings, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. So
that's different.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We partner with pet stores around the city, mostly PetSmart. Noblesville, Castleton area, East Washington Street, just added Greenwood.
Cool.
We are at the Broad Ripple Farmers Market the second and fourth Saturdays on Saturday morning, and the Irvington Farmers Market at Ellenberger Park on the first and third Sundays, I believe.
Yeah.
And then for the summer, Broad Ripple Brew Pub has us in for their Tales and Ales series.
Yes.
So we're there.
Great.
Yes.
Is that a little bit of a fun? Is that a fundraiser for you?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
Good.
And we
good.
Have, yeah, we don't usually bring cats there, but we'll usually have a dog or two. And it's certainly an event. Any of our events, we can have meet and greets set up.
If they're not 21, they're not allowed anyway. So.
true.
All right. We're going to have to wrap this up, sadly.
Okay.
But do the pets come with any kind of warranty or guarantee? Do you offer microchipping?
Oh, yes. All of our animals are microchipped. They're microchipped as soon as we bring them in, unless they've been microchipped already, maybe at another shelter.
That's
everyone is microchipped for sure. We have a standard 48-hour return policy. And then something that kind of sets us apart from other groups is that, say, you get down the line a couple of years and your circumstances have changed and you actually have to give up your ARPO pet, we actually want you to contact us first.
Oh.
And in almost all cases, we will take them back and then go through the rehoming process again.
That's wonderful. That's terrific service. I love that. Ah. Oh, my gosh. Eyes open. Eyes wide open. I might have to go find a dog. I lost my dog. Yeah. So anyway, we've been talking to Kristen Kernodle Brown. She's the vice president of ARPO, which stands for the Alliance of Responsible Pet Ownership. Find out more and look at these cutie pies at adoptarpo.org. Thank you, Kristen, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to Lifestyle on Freedom 95.
You're listening to Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson.
All right. Thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you as a listener. Our guest for this segment is Joe Adams. Joe Adams is with Loved One. Think of the word loved and then add the number one to it. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Well, thanks, Julie.
So let's learn about what Loved One is for those who have never heard of it before. How did Loved One get started and what is it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Every member of the Loved One team either has or has had a senior or aging senior loved one that they felt or feel responsible for.
Okay, I get
and
the name now.
So, you know, everybody who's had an aging mother or father, you know, comes to that point in life where you really have to take that responsibility seriously. So we, as a team, looked at scientific research to determine exactly what you should do as a family to make sure that your senior loved one thrives as a senior. And we discovered an 80-year study authored by the Harvard Medical School. And that particular study, I don't need to go into 80 years of empirical data and medical research.
Yeah, because you have to explain what empirical is, first of all. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it gets a little geeky, but the conclusion of this 80-year study with millions and millions of man-hours of study and resources was stunning, and I mean absolutely stunning. It turns out that the single greatest indicator, or maybe we'll call it the greatest single factor for a senior to live a longer, happier life, turns out to be keeping them engaged with their family, their friends, and their community.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not. It's not whether they drink alcohol. It's not whether they smoke. It's not even their genetics, and that shocked all of the scientists.
You know, that is staggering. That is really eye opening.
And it turns out that seniors that stay engaged with their family, their friends, and their community actually live 10 to 20 years longer lifespans.
Interesting.
Than people who live alone or don't have a good support team.
You know, I've got my parents live in a community in Florida, as do a lot of older people. But they are very involved in their community. They have church family. They've got neighbors. And they're very, you know, I like this engagement because they're living proof of it. And I never thought about it before. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And so with loved one, when we realize that engagement, or rather keeping your loved one engaged with family and friends, was so important, we started to create a series of three different subscription services based on a family's needs to keep those family members engaged with their senior, with their aging senior loved one.
Tell me more about that.
It's actually a subscription box that you can get either 3 times a year, 6 times a year, 12 times a year. It really depends on your family needs, as
mm-hmm.
I said.
Sure.
But it's not just a box of things. It's true that there are 10 to 12 items in each box, and these are significant items. They're useful items. They, in some cases, are healthful items. But most important, they're fun items. And every single item in the box is chosen for its potential to either promote or enhance engagement with their family, their friends, and their community.
And it would give you something to look forward to in the mail. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, that too. Everybody likes gifts.
Sure.
Even if everything in the box isn't a perfect match for every person, the idea is that we provide an engagement guide for the family members so they know what's in the box and they know what engagement opportunities are provided by those things in the box. So we give them a roadmap, so to speak. So it's very simple for family members when they call or when they visit, they know exactly what the opportunities that are going to be presented in the box for them to engage with their senior loved one. On a regular basis.
Can you give me an example? Pick one thing in one box and talk about the engagement guide and what it says about the item. Can you do that?
Okay, sure. Let me look at one of our past boxes here.
I like the hummingbird feeder, Joe.
Oh, a hummingbird feeder. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mary Pat likes that one.
And the hummingbird feeder, that was in a May box, which each
Spring.
Of these boxes generally revolves around a holiday.
Okay.
So in May,
for
it would
season.
Be Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
And the idea is that, you know, we promote and we celebrate Mother's Day so that everybody in the family, their friends and their community that come in contact with them can, you know, pick something out of the box and engage with their loved one. So in this instance, last May, we had a hummingbird feeder, but it was a unique one. It's one that sits on a window. So anybody, whether they live in assisted living or they're still living at home, everybody has a window. They get to see it. It's a reminder every day, because one of the key things about using a hummingbird feeder is that once you start to provide that food, the birds actually create a dependence.
Yeah, they expect
on having
it.
That food.
Yeah, kind of like children.
Yes, exactly. And you create this relationship with them where they become dependent on you, and so it gives you purpose. It gives you a reason for doing things. And the family, when they come over, if it's grandkids or whatever, they can go ahead and cook some hummingbird water, which requires you to quickly boil sugar and water to pasteurize it. That way it lasts longer.
I didn't know you did that. I thought it was just sugar water. You have to boil it?
Yes.
What?
If you don't, it will go bad very quickly and it will become sour.
I'm so confused. So if you have a hummingbird feeder, you need to know that you have to put sugar and water together. Is it a certain ratio? I hope that came in the guide.
We tell you in the guide.
Yeah, okay, perfect,
exactly.
Great.
It's 4-1.
Okay, so four water, 1 sugar?
4 water, 1 sugar.
Otherwise, that'd be a pretty buzzed out bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, any measure that you want. You can, I usually use a regular 8-ounce glass of water.
Okay.
So I put 4 glasses of water and 1 glass of sugar, and you just bring it to just where it starts to boil, and you're done. And then you let it cool, and then you put it into the hummingbird feeder.
I love it. That's cool. Is that all that hummingbirds eat, sugar water?
No, they eat nectar from all kinds of different flowers and different kinds of fauna.
Well, you have piqued my interest. These boxes sound like they have really cool things in them. What? That's brilliant. And I can totally see the engagement of the hummingbird feeder. That's cool.
Well, I think the items are very well thought out.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, each of the items, we spend about a week each month, and we do this like 3 months in advance, and we go through a list of things. We kind of keep our eye on the internet for new gadgets that come out, but we always look to the item for what type of engagement, either enhancement or promotion. Games. We put different kinds of games. Some of them are old-time games.
Yeah.
Stuff that they grew people up would with, be maybe. Familiar
sure.
with earlier in life. We also do different types. As you probably know, nowadays there's a next generation of snacks. And a lot of seniors have a sweet tooth.
Sure.
Which is not a really good thing to have.
So what do? So, healthy, good snacks?
So what we do is we find the very best tasting, best for you health snacks, and we put those in the box. The idea is that either they might like it or they might know somebody that likes it. Either way, the idea in the engagement guide is to inquire and find out if they liked any of the new snacks that were in there. And if so, then how about when they go out, when they go to visit next time, they go shopping, they get out, they go and visit a GNC or some other health food store, or even
shop.
A regular grocery store, and go into the snack
go to
section,
the market. Mm-hmm.
And then find maybe another type of good snack. But it gets them out, it gets them engaged with people. We remind them to talk to the person in that section of the grocery store or talk to the person behind the cash register, because every time they get engaged with somebody, it activates certain things in their brain and helps them to stay engaged with other people and maybe create relationships. I know 1 month we actually put in Starbucks cards.
Oh, how fun. See,
being,
you're making them cool and hip, too.
Well, it's interesting. Starbucks, as a corporation, as a company, they require their employees to engage with customers.
Yeah, I
noticed
that.
Ever noticed.
I have, and sometimes it's annoying, but most of the time it's cool. We don't have
a little bit.
Yeah, Joe, we don't have a
really
lot of time left. I'm just telling you that. Yep. A couple more minutes. Joe Adams is with Loved One, and I'll let you get to your point. GiveLovedOne.com. The give and loved are spelled out. The one is a number one. GiveLovedOne.com. I want to be sure to get that in there. And then I'll let you finish your story as we close.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The Starbucks, for better or for worse, they actually create an opportunity for your senior loved one to learn a new person to have a new person to be engaged with.
That's
because
great.
They will learn their name and they will ask how their day is going, and they, when you engage with them, they'll just keep going deeper and deeper, and they'll just talk about anything that you want.
Sweet.
Which is a really positive thing for seniors.
Yeah, sweet.
And you know what, Julie? They are going to be on Lifestyle Indie TV on Tuesday evening.
Oh, great.
Yes, this coming Tuesday.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, and you can see it. And it's really interesting to hear some, they have a couple people at testimonials.
Oh, I love it.
That have done it with their father and so on and so forth.
So watch the TV show
I want to
Tuesday,
get that in there.
Yeah. WFYI 7:30. Joe Adams, oh my gosh, what a treat. We need to have you back. I feel like we didn't have enough time to cover everything. What a great idea. I love the engagement of the seniors. 10 years longer in their lives from a study that Harvard did for over 80 years. That's amazing. Thank you for being on Lifestyle Indy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
And you're listening to Freedom 95.